day two in our study on Finding Your People by Jenny Allen. And what she means by that is having a sense of community. Yesterday we learned about community and the fact that we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
God built us for relationships. Now today, we're going to look at the center of our affections.
The fact that we were made in the image of God, who is relationship, means our longing for healthy, mutually submissive, supportive, interdependent relationships isn't simply us craving something good for us, like vegetables or vitamins. We are craving the fundamental reason we were created. We weren't just built for community. We were built because of it. Woven into the fiber of our souls is a pattern for experiencing an intimate relationship with God, and then expressing that love in our families and communities and churches.
How arrogant are we to think that even though the God of the universe exists in a community, our little fragile finite selves can survive without it? But here's where we go wrong. We look to people to complete and fill what only God was meant to fill.
Right.
This is the primary reason we are all so unhappy with each other. We have put our hope in imperfect people. But that hope can be answered only in God Himself. Eternity was set in our hearts, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, which means only a relationship with an eternal God can fill our hearts.
If God is the center of our relational circle, we will be fulfilled, and out of that fulfillment, we can bless others. But if people are in the center of our relational circle, we end up pulling on others to meet needs that they can't ever fully meet. Jesus said it clearest. When asked to name the greatest commandment, he said, all the commandments could be boiled down to this: love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
When you have God in the right place, at the center of your affections, you will more likely get people. Your relationship with God comes first, and that relationship is built through God's love.
Psalm 107:9. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
And Matthew 22:36-39 again says, teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?
Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself.
Dear Lord, help us to obey your greatest commandment. Lord, thank you so much for the scripture. Thank you for Matthew's recording of your words, Lord, of your son, who said to us, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Lord, we pray that back to you. And we ask that you continue to develop a spirit in us that yearns for that relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.